Hey, we're back. This is the Saki Mama Gogo Show 122. My name's Mao, and it sounded like I was surprised that I'm recording, but I wasn't. But I guess I was. Weird. Enough of that. Here's some tunes. Maybe my brain will recombobulate as opposed to discombobulate while the righteous music plays. I'll be right back.
Hey, hey! It's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico!
Hey, don't let me mind me, grab you down, yeah!
Yeah. You heard Marsalis threw Tony Rockyhara out a four-story window for giving me a foot massage? Mm-hmm. You believe that?
Well, I mean, the time I was told, it sounded reasonable.
Marsalis throwing Tony out of a four-story window for massaging my feet seemed reasonable.
No, it seemed excessive, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Oh, yeah. That was the Astro Babies from their Crazy Beat Heaven album. I played Crazy Town, spelled with a K, Jetty Boy, Run, 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 and Speed Baby. Love that group. So thankful they allowed us to play their music. And make sure you're checking them out, Astro Babies. And of course, that's the old band. Their new band is Pink Moon Babies. So check them out. You'll be glad you did. They are all full of awesome. Boy, I did a water test today. Or this week, I'm sorry, not today. And I was listening to, like, I listened to this one, like a podcast about, it's called Swindled. It's interesting. And what they were talking about was the Flint water scandal, where they were, terrible water situation in Flint. And it got to me thinking, I was like, you know, I just, like, trust the water. You're just like, well, there's water, and you drink it, and of course it's run through, like, six different filters. But, like, tap water, I was like, oh, I wonder what's in ours. So I got a kit, and good news, it's a little hard to be expected, but everything else is fine. No, they even had two little bacteria things that you had to, like, let ferment for 2 days in the dark, and good, no hepatitis or salmonella or E. coli or anything. I was like, all right, that's great. I'm not being killed by my water, just by everything else. Ah, live in fear, everyone. Don't live in fear. I'm kidding. Test your water, though. It was actually, you know, the kit's like $20-something. And I was like, and it gives you 100 strips, so you can test your water all the time. Every day you can test your water. That would be a little bit weird, wouldn't it? I just was curious. Sometimes I like science-y projects. I'm not very scientific, but like you do a little thing like that, and you're like, yeah, all right, I'm not as dumb as people say. I am. Here's music.
Minnie Me loves chocolate. Scotty do.
What? I like chocolate fine. I just...
Scotty do.
Yeah, well, yeah, this is very familiar. Hang on, let me do what I do. Would you stop?
How about it, Owen?
How about a what?
How about it, Owen?
What are you...
How about it, Owen?
I don't even...
How about it, Owen?
Honestly, isn't this...
How about you do, ladies and gentlemen, Scotty do.
に入ったことある？マンホールって何？何が隠れてんだろう？開けたことのない蓋の奥に誰も知らない誰も知らない何かが隠れてるんだって。マンホールに一緒に入ろう。何かが隠れてる。魔法魔法魔法魔法満ち足りた湖。魔法魔法魔法魔法満ち溢れる湖。それから何も知らないままでここまで来たけど、熱い肉の壁、汚れた水と雨水に包まれて、マンホールは脈を打ち始めて、マンホールが作り出したものって何？教えて。
She comes to go, she comes to go, she comes to go. 그도모
子供そう。
まれた子なんかじゃないよ。せめてこの母の編んだ靴下を履いて森の寒さをしのぐんだよ。いい人に拾ってもらうんだよ。さよなら。
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a hat, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
Look out! Here comes the wildest bunch of backclawing, bloodlusting, shine-drinking, pill-taking, pot-smoking, crypt-taking, law-breaking, bootlegging, cop-killing, fast-living characters you've ever seen.
It's the moonshine blockbuster of the year. See them both. The bootlegger. He wanted the money, and he didn't care how. He's mean and mad for moonshine. The bootlegger. Plus, on the same bill...
Moonshiner's Woman. Mix moonshine with LSD, and you take a murder trip. Moonshiner's Woman. From the backwoods to the bright lights, she was big trouble. It's big action, big trouble, big excitement. Moonshiner's Woman. Moonshiner's Woman. Moonshiner's Woman. Moonshiner's Woman. It makes Thunder Road look like an ice cream social.
Dude, I'm not gonna cave in. End of story, dude.
Dude?
Dude!
Dude!
Dude. Well, I guess you've got a point there.
All right, that was some Tsuchimami Ray from their Pregnant Fantasy album. I played Umi Bullshaped Plums - Big Seeds. That was one song. Then Manhole. Then Kidama Boogie. And then the titular Pregnant Fantasy. That's I love that group. They're out there. I dig them. They're not as out there as some of the groups I play, but I love their... They have some fun with their music. They are very, very cool. Boy, I watched a... there's this show I've been watching a little bit, and it's... Every now and then, I don't watch it. It's called What on Earth? And then they like look at stuff. They find stuff with the satellites, you know, the spy cameras that are watching everything. They don't say spy cameras, but there's satellites images that like, and every now and then, I guess over the years, they've seen anomalies or seen things in these satellite images, and they're like, what the hell's that? Or the orbiting astronauts will point something out and they'll send pictures down, and it's this big green glowing thing in the ocean. And people are like, I don't know. And it's funny because they kind of pitch it like they know what it is, you know, obviously. But they're like, could it be aliens? Who knows? Could it be a million mummies? Who knows? Like, they always come up with these various things, and then they're like, oh, well, just kidding. It was a slew of bats or whatever. But one of the things that cracks me up, and this has been traditionally, I don't know, like, I don't know. Like, they'll find ruins from some ancient thing, and they're like, oh, and then they'll go to Peru, and here's some dude walking around, and he's like, yeah, these stone temples or these stone places where buildings used to be, these are before the Incas. So we don't even have a name for these guys. We don't even know anything about them other than they have these huge things. And then they're looking around, and you know what's coming next. And this is must have been where they had their sacrifices. And this is must be where they had their worship. And I'm like, how do you know? Who said? Says who? Like, we say we don't know a single thing about these people other than they put some rocks here. And that must have been where it's always human sacrifice. How many humans do they think the world had? Yeah, whatever, many years ago. Every time you're watching one of those historical things or one of those, and, you know, they're like showing you some weird thing, and they're like, and this is where the human sacrifices were. And you're like, says who? If you don't have any text or any scribblings on a wall showing you like some people hacking heads off, says who? We are fixated with it. It's in our history books. It's in every show. Immediately goes to, there's where they worship the sun or rattlesnakes or whatever they make of. And then this is where they cut people's heads off and sacrificed virgins. And you go, I don't know, man. If there was all this sacrificing going on, I'm not quite sure we'd be here. A little off kilter. Let's tone it back with the sacrifices. Can we? In history? No? Yeesh. Here's some 5, 6, 7, 8s to wash some of that sacrificial mumbo jumbo out of your brains.
Silence, Earthling! My name is Darth Vader. I am an extraterrestrial from the planet Vulcan.
Hey! Buddy, are you okay?
I'm not that far from dragging you out of the car and beating you into dust.
You should work up to that. Kind of leaves you nowhere to go.
Hi, I'm Kathy, and just listen to this. The cheerleaders are back in our greatest adventure yet. Revenge of the Cheerleaders. Revenge of the Cheerleaders will show you why we're the team that everybody wants to make. We know the best way for our team to get ahead is for them to get a little behind. And that's what we're here for. So if you want to see the girls who put the high in high school and the laughs in your life, come check out Revenge of the Cheerleaders. We're everybody's favorite student bodies. Revenge of the Cheerleaders, rated R.
This is not so real funny, man. Hey, your mama.
All right, that was the 5678 from their I Was a Teenage Cave Woman EP. I played Edie as a Sweet Candy, I Was a Teenage Cave Woman, Pinball Party, and Blue Radio. That looks like that's going to be about it for us tonight. Thank you for listening. This has been Saki Bama Gogo. I am stampeding ever closer to us having our own webpage, so if you want to tell friends, hey, there's this place I really dig, I'm going to have it, so it'll be on Spotify and all that kind of wonderful stuff. But that's it for this week. I'm going to try and maybe I'll put something funny on the way out here. I'll figure something out. Thanks for listening. My name's Mao. We'll see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Mark! Yeah! Ing! Yeah! Bird! Yeah! 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 Mockingbird! Don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy me a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird don't sing, she's gonna buy me a diamond ring.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.